For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. All over America, the news is out, and everywhere there's a tremendous amount of talk and excitement about deep cleaning Oxidol. Women are getting washes so wonderfully clean and white they can hardly believe it. They're discovering that deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out graying dirt. Dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading short plus suds. Now, this fact was demonstrated to women recently, and I'd like you to hear from Mrs. John Rising of St. Bernard, Ohio, who attended the demonstration. Here's what she saw.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I just washed them with a leading suds the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me that Oxidol really can get out gray and dirt left in clothes by those leading short cut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Rising. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to try. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And even more surprising, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Your clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So to get your clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, yesterday, Ma's eyes were opened at last. Ma is at last learning the truth about her deceitful kinfolk. Ma discovered that Cousin Ed has been lying to her about Mitch Myers, a particularly dramatic discovery there in a little barroom of the local hotel. Let's turn the clock back just a moment. Our scene is again the same. It's shortly before 11 o'clock at night. Ma and Supper and Willie are staring in horror at Cousin Ed and Mr. Myers.
And Amateur is my best friend in the whole world. Sylvester Amateur is my best friend in the whole world. The big shot mining executive, Mr. O'Boy, with good six rights. Rotten stupid for my best friend is the Amateur family. Well, look at this swell suit of clothes they brought me.
The Amateur family told you to say that you're a big mining executive, Mr. Myers?
Sure did. They gave me a pair of shoes, too.
I don't believe them. Who's going to believe a drunk like him? Because, Ma, he's lying.
He ain't lying. There, Ma. There's the truth at last. From this here poor feller himself. What do you say now? You believe me now, Ma?
Yes, Chester, I believe you, Ma.
Now, just a minute, Cousin Ma. Not so hasty, Cousin Ma.
Hasty? Did you say Ma's hasty? Why, you no good, sawed-off, runny little imitation crook. Ma's been showing you and your crooked family the patience of the angels. For months now, Ma's put up with your hocus-pocus and your dirty tricks and your shenanigans. Well, there ain't a human being on earth who'd give you the break that Ma Perkins gave you. And now, at last, when Ma can't stand your low tricks no more, you tell Ma that she's hasty. I feel like giving you a good bash right square on your stupid
nose. Stop it, Chester, stop it. Willie, help Mr. Myers to a chair. And then we'll take our leave.
Yes, Ma. But, Cousin Ma, I can explain everything.
You've been explaining for quite a while now, Cousin Ed. When did you and your family come to this town? The day before last Christmas, wasn't it? And from that moment on, I ain't had a moment's peace. Right here and now, tonight, there flashed through my mind all the bad things that have happened during this year. And for everything which happened, you always had an explanation, Cousin Ed. And for some of the things that happened, I made the explanation. Did you ever know that, Cousin Ed? Yes. Yes, for dear Benita's sake, I'd make an excuse for you. An explanation. Just so as not to have no issues between you folks and us. Like the time that you was going to buy that lumber yard in Middleboro with Billy. Or the time you left town so mad at me because I wouldn't lend you $10,000. And each time I'd say Ed Hennecker ain't a bad man. He's done nothing wrong. Who are we to sit in judgment on another human being? But now, I'm tired, cousin Ed. I'm tired of having to close my heart against Chuckle. I'm tired of having to worry about Willie. Like Willie having no job. Shuffle and Willie belong with me. I still don't know how you managed to drive them away from me. But I suppose now that the blinders have dropped off my eyes, I'll be able to look back and understand that too. You ain't been nice, cousin Ed. You ain't been as nice to me and to us as we've been to you. I don't know what my family got to be ashamed of, except that maybe we were fools. If there's anybody who's got to be ashamed, it ain't us.
It's you, Ed Hammaker.
I don't know what you were figuring to gain, passing off this poor man, Mr. Myers, as some kind of a big executive. But that, too, I guess I'll figure out in the days to come. I tell you to your face, cousin Ed, that you ain't him nice. All I can say. Come along, Shuffle. Really, I want to go to see the hinder.
All right, Ma.
So you think that it's all over, Ma Perkins? You think that you're such a big shot, you can tell Ed Hammaker off and get away with it, huh?
Ed Hammaker, don't you take such a tone with Ma Perkins or I'll spec you out flat on the floor.
Very easy, and that should be well and true.
Everybody say that. Everybody pals. We'll see who comes out on top. The Hammakers or their fancy pants cousins, the Perkinses. When was the last time you seen your precious itsy-bitsy Faye, if I may ask?
Faye?
Faye, what's Faye got to do with it?
Uh-huh, what's Faye got to do with it? Yeah, wait and see, Big Shot. Just wait and see.
Ed, you Ed Hammaker. What's this about Faye? Speak or I'll murder you right now, this minute.
Yeah, let go of me! Let go of me, Shuffle! Help!
Where's Faye? What's this about Faye?
Shuffle, let go of him. Ed, where is Faye? What do you mean about my Faye?
Very easy, and that should be done.
Hey, didn't Faye have a date with Sylvester tonight? Sure. Sylvester told us. Him and Faye was going out.
Yes, that's right. Faye and Sylvester went out tonight.
Yeah, sure they went out. What time is it? Yep, it's after 11. That's probably all accomplished by now. And congratulations are in order.
Congratulations?
And the first thing we're going to do when little Faye misses Sylvester Hammaker, we're going to remember them who was nice to the Hammaker family and them who wasn't.
Mr. Sylvester Hammaker?
Ed, you're lying. He's lying, Ma. Faye wouldn't be caught dead with Sylvester Hammaker.
Ed, you mean tonight? And Sylvester? Elope?
And wouldn't you like to know? Now who's singing out of the other side of their face? Come on, Mitch. Let you and me have a little drink. To celebrate. To celebrate the newlywed.
And now our scene changes. Yes, this eventful night is when Sylvester has planned to get Faye to marry him. We know that when Faye left the house for her date with Sylvester, she had no such intention. She thought they were going to a movie. But now we find that Sylvester has driven Faye out into the country, and he's parked the car on a lonely road.
I hope you don't mind that I'm parking like this, little lady, but I have so much to talk over with you.
I didn't think this was the road to Fort William, Sylvester. Well, let go my hand, please.
Hmm?
You said talk.
Oh. Cousin Faye, when the two of us are together like this, don't you feel that there's a spark between us? I can't describe it. You feel all choked up, and you feel nervous, and... Oh, but you feel good, and... Little lady, you ain't a kid. Don't you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I guess I know, Sylvester. You know, I'm really kind of a plain person. I've told you a dozen times that I'm not very much fun to take out.
Well, it's not taking out to which I'm referring to, cousin Faye. It's more, well, everything. Oh, Cousin Faye, are you going to let everything pass you by? Nobody's getting any younger, and the Oh, the years go by, and there you sit in your Ma's house. Hey, that's true, Cousin Jay. Don't you wake up lying there in your bed, and don't you say to yourself, all my life just been such a terrible rut. Why don't something happen?
Yes, Cousin Jay. Naturally, I think. Cousin Sylvester, if you're asking me again to marry you, I still say the same thing. I'm not sure. I'm terribly sorry. You've been very nice to me, but I just can't give you an answer now.
But say, now there's something else which usually you bear it in mind, but I think that now you're forgiven. It's a matter of your little girl. Your own dear, sweet little Paulette. Paulette needs a daddy. Have you looked at it from, well, from little Paulette's point of view, say?
What you say is very true. If I were going to marry anyone right this minute, I would have Paulette in mind. But I haven't decided yet, Sylvester. Let's start the car toll tonight.
But, Cousin Faye, you haven't given me one single solitary reason why you keep saying no.
I don't want to argue about it, Sylvester. I can't say yes, not tonight. I'm sorry. I haven't made up my mind.
Well, maybe your trouble is that you've got to have your mind made up for you.
What did you say?
I said maybe you've got to have your mind made up for you. Maybe I've been too nice to you. Okay. I gave you your chance, Cousin Faye. Okay. Well, from now on, we're playing it my way. Hold on to your hat, little lady, because here we go.
Ladies, if you have a really big wash to do each wash day, you'll especially welcome Deep Cleaning Oxidol in a giant economy size package. For this giant Oxidol package saves you money and needless trips to the store. And most important, you'll get a dazzling deep clean wash, and your clothes will stay brighter and new looking longer, because Deep Cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down, all the way down into fabric, and gets out graying dirt in your clothes. So, for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol today. And save money and time, be sure to ask your dealer for Deep Cleaning Oxidol in a giant economy size package that saves you money and needless trips to the store. And what's this with Faye and Sylvester? Sylvester doesn't really believe he can force Faye to marry him. But Sylvester will stop at nothing, as Ma learns tomorrow. But now, this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.